This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com. You can save 10% on every order when you use the code FIT10 at checkout. That's FIT10. Throw that in the comment section at checkout to save 10%. And also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number
94.
Are you sure it's 94?
94. It's the outline you sent me, buddy. Here, maybe we could check last week.
I'm just going to head to the FitCast.com, and I'm going to make sure, because this is...
And you should go to the FitCast.com, too, for all our updates.
Oh, yeah, it's 94, so welcome to episode number 94. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'm floored by Kevin's compelling email titles that he sent to his Facebook group. God, they're so creative.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like sending out a note about Turbulence Training. If you're in the Facebook group, that's probably... I won't send messages like that again. I know someone sent me an email saying they don't want to have advertisements sent through Facebook, so that won't happen again. But we're back. We weren't here last week because I had a little something called finals and a senior thesis to type. So I was not available to record the podcast, but I am done with college. I graduate in 2 days. We're recording this on Friday a little bit early so we can get this, you know, make sure you guys get an episode this week. And, you know, it's good to be done with college. I'm officially ready to go on to Santa Monica, I guess. And Jimmy, you graduated from, are you in middle school now? Is this...
Dude, doesn't matter if I'm in middle school. At least I've kissed a girl unlike you. Hey, I got a question, Kev, while we're talking about FitCast News. Did you ever see the YouTube video Battle of Kruger is the title?
No, I did not.
Okay, what the Battle of Kruger is, and for anybody out there that hasn't seen it, it's an amazing, amazing clip. You have to go to YouTube and watch it. Basically what happens is Kruger is like an island, or it's a part of a country park, wherever. It's in, I think, South Africa. So someone who was on an expedition caught this. Like, they were on a safari and they had their camera. And basically there's – and it's been on YouTube for a while. 26 million people have watched it.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, and don't spoil it. Let me talk about it. And National Geographic is making a special on it. It's a long clip, about a 10-minute long clip. But it starts where you're watching these five water buffalo just kind of grazing by water. And then the cameraman pans off really quick, and you see two or three lions waiting to pounce on the water buffalo. So now there's like – you notice there's one baby water buffalo. So the lions pounce, and the water buffalo goes scattering. And the lions – two of the lions get the baby water buffalo. So the baby water buffalo is still trying to get away, but now they have them.
I don't want to watch this then.
No, hold on. Hear me out. But now the two lions have the baby water buffalo – in their mouth. All the other water buffaloes ran off. An alligator comes out of the water because they're on a kind of a small hill and they push the water buffalo into water. An alligator comes out, grabs the other side of the baby water buffalo. So now it's like, now they're pulling. And at this point, you think it's bad. This goes on for maybe about a minute and a half. And
all of
a
sudden, they're about to pounce on them.
All of a sudden, you see about 30 water buffalo rolling deep to come back to help the baby water buffalo. And then they kind of surround the two lions who stopped, like, trying to chew at the baby water buffalo, who's still alive. They still have it in the grasp. Now you see the water buffalo getting ready. One of them charges one lion, spears it about 10 feet in the air, and it goes flying. Like, they went back, got their boys, and now they're rolling deep. Like, it's awesome to watch.
See if I can fast-forward this a little bit. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, like, the end part's hysterical, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they come back deep, and then they all, like, kind of stare down the lions.
This is horrible. They're, like, dragging the little baby buffalo. Yeah.
One of them even chases the lion. One of them even chases one of the lions away, like, sprints after it. Another spears one of the lions in the air. Like, it's totally cool and inspiring
Holy
to see. And,
crap.
You know, I think on Sunday, National Geographic's making a whole, you know, computerized special out of it.
Sorry, I'm just watching right now. I'm right at the part where, oh, my God, here comes, like, 50 water buffalo. And they're just coming, they're just standing there. They're just, like, looking at each other.
Yeah, and they're about to say, you know, who's going to make the first move. And All of a sudden it's on. That's actually a really awesome clip. People should call. I took. Go ahead.
You said they were going to knock one like 10 feet in the air?
Dude, they knock one like 10 feet in the air. One of them spears. You'll see. Like, it happens after a while. Like, just literally knocks them.
That's pretty interesting. This is great radio. For people, you should pause the show and start watching this. Oh, okay.
But I thought, Pete, well, that's like Orson Welles back in the day, right? That's why the whole world believed that UFOs were attacking us and did the War of the Worlds on the radio.
Oh, dude, that line just booked it. Well, I'll stop watching that so we can do a show. But that's pretty cool. I mean, if people want to check it out, it's just Battle at Cougar, or Kruger.
Kruger. Kruger. It's actually an awesome clip.
Sponsored by National Geographic. On the side there. That's nice. And it actually, for the people who want to see it, it's going to premiere May 9th, or May 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the National Geographic Channel. Very cool. Well, yeah, we do have a show this week. We are going to talk about fitness and possibly nutrition. There's a chance. But we should start off with everyone's favorite, the FitCast News segment, because everyone loves that. It's the best part about the show. Right?
Right.
Besides how Jimmy ends the show every week. But for FitCast News, talked with Jimmy. I still think we're pretty confident that the show is going to go on.
It will.
In the future. I got too many emails. Like, literally, I got 40 or 50 emails from people saying that they don't want the show to end, and that's a lot of people taking their time, and I want to thank you first for sending the emails. I mean, some of those emails were a couple hundred words long, which is pretty intense, but thanks.
I personally like Kevin. Don't mean to jump in. Someone named Will emailed me on MySpace and said that the FitCast is like Tool Time, and Kevin's Tim and I'm Al. That was a damn good comparison. He basically said Kevin screws everything up and I fix everything, and I'm the good one. And,
well, I edit the show. So.
Oh, well, hopefully you won't be jerking
but
that out.
I don't get that. For people who don't know, it's about a show called Home Improvement.
I never watched Home Improvement.
Well, some people who might not be from the United States or North America.
It was like Baywatch. It was all over the world.
So you're saying like Tim Allen was huge in Germany?
He wasn't like David Hasselhoff huge, but no.
All right, well, the... I don't know. I don't think so, Jimmy. I don't think so. Did you get that?
Hasselhoff's huge in Europe, bud.
Okay. Anyways, that's good. I mean, I think the way that I'm looking at it is we're just going to have to figure out a way to organize this properly so I can literally spend, 3 hours tops working on this stuff every week. And that way we will be able to continue the show because, we have a question about the mailbag, so I won't talk about that. But Jimmy and I were talking. We actually looked on iTunes, and there's no other fitness and nutrition shows that I would listen to personally besides the Strength Coach podcast.
And that's not even on iTunes, I don't think, is it?
I think it is. I mean, I don't know.
We were top 10. We're not top 10 anymore, but we were top 10 yesterday on iTunes.
Yeah, basically they do that list by how many new subscribers you get every day, and I guess we're in the top 10 for that, and that's happened a couple times. So, I mean, we're still getting more listeners, and people are still subscribing through iTunes, which is thanks for doing that. That's what I say at the end of every show. But it's, I don't know. It just feels like it'd be the right thing to do. And while I was telling Jimmy on the phone, I'm kind of an all-or-nothing person. I either want to go full blast with this or I don't want to do it at all because I feel like it's really not worth it for you guys to have a half-assed show every week or have it where we don't have any guests, which I know people still like hearing Jimmy and I talk and Jen and when Tony makes his guest spots, but I mean, it's good to... I mean, the show is really... was based around guests when it started, and I think it still should be. So that's that. We'll see what happens, and the next 4 weeks should not be a problem. I'm going to be pretty much just hanging out at my home until I fly out to LA on the 5th. So, yay for me. Next up, I want to mention that at my internship at GameTrailers.com, they're having me start a blog to kind of, you know, blog about stuff, and part of that's going to be talking about my experience as an intern there and just little things that I feel like blogging about. It's all going to be about video games pretty much, but if you want to check that out, you can actually go to I wish I had the thing up right here. I'm going to put a link for it in the show notes either way, but you can go to Kevin Larrabee, all one word, .gametrailers.com, and that will bring up my page, and you can see my blog and stuff is on the left-hand side, and I will be blogging, and possibly you'll hear from me on their podcast. I don't know. They do have a podcast called Invisible Walls. There's a chance if no one else is in the office that I might fill in just if they need a body to have someone to talk to. I don't know. It'd be cool. Like, I still am thinking about continuing the Red Zone Gamer podcast because it's nice to talk about video games with someone.
Kev, are you going to be on? I didn't realize how big Game Trailer was. I didn't know they have a show on Spike TV. Are we going to get you on Spike TV anytime soon?
Maybe if they film stuff in the office.
And if they want a Grandpa Munster look-alike.
That, I mean, that too, but I know where they can go because they actually just announced, believe it or not, I swear to God, this is not a joke, they just announced that they're making a new Earthworm Jim game. I'm not even kidding, but for all you Jimmy Smith fans.
I'm more of like a Halo person, man. They need to totally, you know, Seth needs to hook it up and then put me into Halo.
You know how to get old to Jimmy and Jim's for training.
I'm leaner now, too. I'm leaner, a lot leaner now. I got to post new pictures up. Jimmy's getting shredded, baby.
Well, the thing that I was going to say is that they kind of are pretty mum on the new project that they're working on, but Peter Jackson, the guy who did Lord of the Rings and all that stuff, he's actually working on the next Halo game.
Oh, that's going to be sick, because, I mean, he was even good with King Kong. King Kong was horrible. It's the most boring movie ever made.
Yeah, a little too long.
Yeah, like 4 hours is way too long. By the way, since we're on topic of movies, I actually saw Iron Man twice last week. And let me explain
what?
Before you make fun of me.
I still want to see it, but I haven't found anyone to go with. Everyone's rushing.
One of the best movies, not the best superhero movies, one of the best movies I've ever seen. I went on Friday by myself, actually, to see it. Nobody was around.
So you're are you a big RDJ fan?
What's RDJ? Robert Downey Jr.? I like him. Yeah, he's cool. But then this girl who I know wanted to see it on Saturday, so I went with her again. And it's absolutely awesome. I'm a big superhero fan of myself. Robert Downey Jr. is good. He's good for that role because if anybody knows Tony Stark, who is the guy who plays Iron Man, he's an alcoholic, he's a womanizer, he's a playboy. So everything Robert Downey Jr. is in real life is how they made the movie. So basically, I don't want to spoil anything for people. I'm not saying anything about the movie. It's 2 hours. It's not like some other superhero movies that are totally, you know, all action, too much, you know, technology. They're not. It was good. And the thing is, they signed every single actor in there on for a trilogy. And what people don't realize is that Marvel Studios has their own movie production company.
Yeah, that's
now.
Huge.
So they have an Incredible Hulk movie coming out in June. And after the credits there,
This is a spoiler, dude. You can't tell.
No, it's not. It's not a spoiler at all, actually. It doesn't. Yeah. Hear me out.
No, it is. I know what it is, dude, but
it's
you don't.
Not. If you stay after the end of Iron
Man...
Don't
tell him, dude. Let it be a surprise. Don't tell him.
Okay, fine. How about I say this? They're planning...
a crossover.
A bunch of trilogies for all their... Yeah. So I'm going to say this. This is not a spoiler. So Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, all the...
They're not doing Thor and Captain America.
No, yes, they are. If they have everything planned out. They announced it on May 5th after the success of Iron Man. Everything planned out till July of 2011 when they're supposed to, well, July of 2011 when they're coming out with an Avenger movie. And basically what they're doing is they have all the original actors that are making these roles popular, like Edward Norton.
A Justice League movie.
No, Justice League is DC. Marvel, the Avengers are Marvel.
Whatever.
So something happens at the end of Iron Man where a famous African-American actor appears, let's say that, and talks about the Avengers, and basically all the movies are tied in. So each character will be there. Like in The Incredible Hulk, they mentioned the super soldier formula, which made Captain America. So they're all having movies come out now between, and I know the next Iron Man comes out in 2010, and they have a reference to Thor in there. So they're going to have all the movies and have one big Avenger movie, but I'm off my superhero kick. I'm a nerd.
It doesn't matter, because it's all going to mean nothing when Indiana Jones comes out, because that's going to be the best movie ever. For the summer.
I don't know about that.
Okay. So hopefully people can feel free to fast forward through off-topic discussion, but we're just going to pepper it in. We're just going to, you know, put a little bit here, a little bit there, and see what happens. So the next piece of news, two more pieces of news, three actually. Well, I can put two of these together, but on next week's show, Scott Abel.
No, it's Abel, because he said that to me every time he hears someone call him Abel. He waits for a bell to ring. So.
Oh.
That's what he said. I swear to God, that's what he said.
Again. Well, Scott Abel will be coming on the show next week. So if you want to ask Scott a question, please start sending them into questions@thefitcast.com, because I don't have a newsletter system set up anymore. So you're going to have to send them directly to me. So if you have a question for Scott, whether it be about his DVD that he has, the science, help me out, Jimmy.
I don't know the name of it. I'm sorry. Right. I have it, actually. I own it. It's a good DVD. Oh, the Cycle Die DVD is the best he has.
Yes, the Cycle Die. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I know he has like two DVDs.
So if you want to ask questions about that, Scott actually redid his whole site recently, and it actually looks pretty cool. You should check that out. I think it's just scottable.com. And you know what? Send in some questions. We need some questions for Scott, because we're going to have to do that during the week next week as well. So send them in. Send them in early. Send them in often. The other piece of news is Eric Cressy has a new book coming out. I don't know if anyone is... if any of you guys out there have heard about this, you probably have, because if you're a fan of the show, you're probably a fan of Eric's, and you might be up on the whole newsletter for him. But he has a new book coming out called Maximum Strength, Get Your Strongest Body in 16 Weeks with the Ultimate Weight Training Program. And yeah, you can actually order it online right now. It comes out on May 12th. But you can order it online, and it's $12.70 on Amazon.com. Pretty good deal. And Jason Ferrucci has a book coming out too.
Does he? I didn't know that.
Oh,
on Amazon.com.
He just did. Yeah.
I know he was working in one. Yeah.
Yeah, that must
working
be
on one.
Fit to Fight.
Oh yeah. Oh, is that it? Okay, it's like a new. It's like an MMA.
Yeah.
I think they'll do good.
Oh, I think
just because. You know, more and more people are into MMA things, you know, now, and MMA training, even if they don't do MMA.
Yeah, that's pretty big, but I'm just looking to see how Eric's book's doing. You guys got to help him out. It's number 11,815 in books. So we got to get that up there to, like, number 10. But it's also number 23 in sports training books, which is pretty good. But, yeah, Eric's going to be on the show the week after this, next week. So we're going to have back-to-back guests on weeks. Like, I'm trying to go all out. If we end on episode 100, I want it to be a great last bunch of episodes. So you can even, if you want, you can start sending in questions for Eric, too. Again, it's questions@thefitcast.com. That's questions with an S at thefitcast.com. Just put in, if you want it for the mailbag, just put mailbag question or a question for Eric or question for Scott, and we will answer as many as we can. And please get them in early. I keep them all referenced so I can grab them before we do the show. So please do that. And God, sorry, I'm fighting a little bit of cold here. But last but not least, I think it's about fitting since I'm... Again, we don't know what's going to happen after episode 100, but I decided to do one last product blowout. because I have been getting emails about people asking where to get Fitcast Insider stuff, and they can't get it because I don't sell it.
You could just, you know, buy the Muscle Bible if you really can't get Kevin's Fitcast Insider stuff. But that's...
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put details for it in the show notes. So if you're interested and you want to get some free stuff, it's over 20 interviews, and there's also some bonus stuff like spreadsheets from Doser Medios, and I think there was something from Mike Boyle as well. But if you're interested in that, all you got to do is you got to either buy the Muscle Bible through the link that I throw in the show notes. You can buy Fat Loss Pros from Jen Heath from the link that I have in the show notes. Or, well, just stick with those for now until I can think. I can't think of the other ones off the top of my head. But or also, we'll figure that out. But I'll throw it in the show notes, and you'll have a couple options of things to pick up. And if you do buy those and you forward me the invoice that you got, just so I can see that proof that you bought those, you have to buy it through the fitcast.com, though. That's the deal. And I'll give you the free Fitcast Insider Volume 1 package, the ultimate volume, the volume 1 through 1. You can have all of it. So make sure to check that out. Because, again, if I stop doing the show, there's going to be no way to get that. I'm just going to – it's going to go off into oblivion. So this could be the last time I check it out, and it's like $150 value, because I mean, that's what I was selling it for back in the day. So it would be pretty good. And Jimmy, you're still selling the Muscle Bible.
It is still selling. Yes, it is.
At iNeedMuscle.com.
iNeedMuscle.com.
But see,
yeah.
You don't want to go there. You want to go through the fitcast.com, because not only does it help out Jimmy, it helps out me, and you get great information in the process. Everyone wins. Right, Jimmy?
Right. He agrees. Right, dude, I'm about to fall asleep. We haven't even started a show yet. Let's move this along, pal. Show
All
some
right.
muscle. Let's... It's Friday night, man. I don't sit inside like you do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
We have to talk about some mailbag questions. So what we're going to do right now is take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with all of the mailbag questions. So we'll see you then. Well, for the mailbag, we do have five questions that I picked out for this week. First one is, it's in competition for the longest email that we ever got, but I think it's a pretty good email. So this one is from Tyler. He says, recently, Alan Cosgrove had an article on T-Nation entitled Cosgrove's Five Aha Moments. In this article, he discussed how hypertrophy is a systemic response and not a localized one, citing a study by Rogers et al. Entitled The Effect of Supplemental Isolated Weight Training Exercises on Upper Arm Size and Upper Body Strength. A basic summary of the study, if you haven't read it, is researchers compared effects of weight training on 5 rep max and arm circumference. Subjects were divided into two groups. Group 1 did 4 compound upper body exercises. Group 2 did the same as group 1, plus bicep curls and tricep extensions. Results after 10 weeks concluded that were no extra strength gains or gains in arm circumference. My question is this: what does this mean for the future or even present status of isolation movements and body parts specific moves in reference to using them in training? It seems to me many people have had success with isolation moves, but this study says that hypertrophy was the result of the compound movements alone, and that the isolation of the muscles was a waste of time. Your thoughts and input would be great. Love the show. Thanks to everyone involved. And again, that's from Tyler. And you know what? Jimmy, do you want to take that first? Do you want me to take that first?
Yeah, no, I'll take it first. Obviously.
Good. I needed a drink of water. Wow, that was long.
Go ahead, do your thing. Yeah, like I've seen the study. You know, and I agree with it to a certain extent. And I think the point here is that As Alan basically said, as hypertrophy is a systemic response. It's kind of like why when you're really training to add size and strength, you actually have to train less, because as you add more size and strength, your recovery decreases. Because instead of, just a really oversimplified example, if you're 100 pounds and then you train for a couple weeks and you get up to 105 pounds, it's going to take a lot longer to refill, your muscle glycogen and for your body to kind of restore and recover. That's an oversimplified example, but you really have to look at the fact that, if I deadlift, I'll get more upper back size, and if I'm pounding away with, the cable machine rows, for example. Not to say the cable machine rows don't have a place, because they do. And basically, it's Alan saying that moving big weights, using compound movements kind of trumps all. I don't think that isolation movements are a complete waste of time. I think, again, it comes down to, who's the client. If you're listening for a trainer, who's the client? What are their goals? What are their limitations? Or if you're training for yourself, what are my goals? What are my limitations? What do I want to do? Because, it comes from there. And that's why, in my physique formula that's coming out in a couple weeks, I really advocate the upper, lower, or full body training with body part splits. I just don't think you can look at any amount of research and they'll tell you there are three factors that lead to muscle growth. Frequency, so how many times we can hit a muscle. And usually research will show us that we have to hit at least twice a week, which goes to the whole do a full body or upper lower split routine. Don't just do biceps one day a week. There's intensity. What's now intensity is quantified by two things. It's quantified by the 1RM, so the amount of weight we lift, which is a powerlifting strength training definition, or intensity in terms of repetitions. And intensity as in, the bodybuilding magazines of guy grunting because he's done, 15 sets. They both have a place. And then there's, volume. We know volume is the biggest thing that leads us to growth. We don't get all three of those things in any other method besides the kind of method I advocate. And I'm not trying to make this long-winded sales pitch. I'm just trying to be honest and be real with people, is that we have to add those three concepts in. I don't think we can throw isolation muscle out. At the same time, we have to look at the individual. My good friend AJ Roberts, I was talking to him the other day, and we were talking about, a lot. We throw a lot of training concepts off of each other back and forth. AJ Roberts-robertsblog.com, I believe. No, AJ-robertsblog.com, I'm sorry. And he basically said, he's like, listen, it comes down to two things. If you go to, he had just been at the Arnold Classic, the bodybuilding event. So he says, if you go to the Arnold Classic and you look at the table, the booth selling stuff, look who's behind the table. And then look who's in front of the table. So the people behind the table that are selling the products are the bodybuilders, are the people that are really in shape, maybe the people that could really benefit from isolation training. The people on the other side are generally people that need to do more work to get there, that are buying these quote-unquote magic supplements or listening to these quote-unquote gurus to get there, to get to the other side of the table. And that's kind of the way we have to approach our training methodology too. We have to look at the people where we are. I was in the gym today and there was a guy there, he was, maybe about 6 foot, about 175, 180 pounds. And this guy was just doing the craziest thing in the world, at the gym. He was doing a full body routine, but he was also, hooking himself up on top of the pull down and on top of the pull up. And he was doing crunches off it. Just the craziest thing in the world. And meanwhile, I'm over there, I'm 6'6", 245. My body fat's around 10% now. And I'm doing just a back and chest day. We're going to have different things. This guy should be going and trying to get his bench press up. At the same time, to start my workout, what did I do? I got on the incline bench, and I repped out sets of 235, 245 for about 6 to 8 reps, 3 or 4 sets. I know that's not huge. I'm not trying to say I'm the strongest person in the world. There's a lot stronger people. But at the same time, I did things to make sure I had everything in there. And that's what people have to do. You have to really look at yourself and look at your goals.
Very well put. And what do you think about the I guess I'll hit on this part, but he was wondering about what does this mean for the future of isolation movements? I think you put it well, but I think that we're already starting to see them go away. In a sense, for the weekend warrior, that's going to be going to the gym.
I honestly don't think so. I think we kind of have a very myopic view. When we look at our training, because you have to, I think we take it for granted. We know a lot, we're online, we're reading, we're a little more educated than most people. We're still going in the gym and we're still seeing people that are doing, a rear delt and, a shoulder day that shouldn't be doing it. I don't want to see isolation movements go out the window. I think, listen, the worst year I ever had of growing, of adding size, of adding strength, was when I listened. You know, everybody out there said I had to do all full body routines. I was going to the gym, and I was tired after like 3 weeks of doing it. Because who can do four full body routines in the week? You know, and I really think we have to kind of – there's always an answer. We just have to find it. And it's kind of like the high intensity versus slow intensity thing. Now people are coming back saying do slow intensity. There's going to be new research that comes out. I was privy to it at a kind of a closed-off seminar a couple weeks ago – a couple months ago, actually, rather, now in Arizona – where they presented fantastic research for incline cardio, you know, and its benefits. And that's going to be coming out, and that's going to cause a lot of shock in the fitness industry because no one likes to be told that their sacred images are wrong. And I just think that, you know, everybody has to really judge their physique. I don't think people look in the mirror hard enough, to be honest. You know, I wish it was indicators to say, okay, you're ready to do isolation movements or you're ready to do full body movements, but I don't think there is. I think most people, you know, would be better off doing full body movements. They'll be better for your joints. They'll be better overall. But, you know, I personally don't want to see isolation movements go away. It's not because I'm a bodybuilding fan or anything like that, but it's just because, you know, I think they have a place.
Well put. I agree.
You know, Kev, with you.
It makes a lot of sense.
Like with you, Kev, this is not a shot at you by any means. Like you're, you know, how would you classify yourself? You wouldn't classify yourself as a big guy, right?
Not really.
Okay, well, now you train mostly what, full body?
No, usually upper-lower splits.
Okay, now if you had, say, a day where you just went in the gym and you just did, you know, tricep work and maybe some bicep work, you don't think that would help your bench press?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Not at all? I mean, I personally know that my 1RM on a close grip press is higher than my 1RM on an incline barbell press. You know, well, what does that do for my flat bench? That helps the child tremendously because I can lock out so much more at the top than I ever was able to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, I think
but it depends. Like, dude, honestly, like at this point, I'm not trying to. Honestly, at this point, me personally, my feelings, I don't give a crap about the numbers for my bench press. I'm happy. I got to 400 pounds on my deadlift. I'm fine. I don't need to get up to 500, 600 pounds. That's not something that. That's not what I'm driving towards, and I bet for a lot of our listeners, they couldn't give two craps about like going up to their friends and being like, yeah, I can
bench, right?
I can bench press 345 pounds. Yeah. I think a lot of people are past that, and like I'm looking at the facts now, especially where I'm going with my career, and I'm thinking, you know, shit, I'm gonna be working 50 hours, 60 hours a week. I'm not gonna have time to, go do upper lower splits for 4 days a week and then getting in my cardio like 2 days a week. That's not gonna be realistic for me.
Right, and I think everybody has to take it as a realistic view. I mean, there's almost a point where we have too much information. We have to know how to filter out information. We have to go on a low information diet. More knowledge is not necessarily better.
Well, you got to think about what you want. I mean,
right.
This is going to be great. Like, again, I mean, that's for a lot of people and for a large part of the last almost year now, like ever since I spent that summer with Eric training with him, like I was addicted to getting stronger. But then after I left, stopped training with him, my numbers kept going up, but it was lower and lower and lower. The increases that I saw, I was just like, you know what? I reached my goal. I had a goal of a 400 pound deadlift. I don't have pain in my body. That's great. Now, at this point, like I'm at the you know point in my life where you know what, I'm just happy. Let's just let's look good naked. Let's do what the people want to do. Like I just want to have general health. I want to, you know what, not get tired walking up a flight of stairs. I want to, like it's just I'm just like turning into the everyman, and it's really weird.
Well, what I think, and I would love actually for the FitCast listeners to send this in. You can either email it to me to jimmy@jimmysmithtraining.com or kevin@thefitcast.com. And if you send it to me, I mean, send it to both of us, but if you send it to me and CC Kevin on it, I'll send you guys a free report. I want to know what you guys think the ideal is. You know, and when I say that, I mean, like Kevin just described.
Well, we could do a poll on my blog, on the website.
We could do that, or you guys can email it to me, whatever you guys want to do. But I want to see what the ideal is, because I personally think the ideal is somebody that, you know, wants to just – they want to look good naked. They don't want to necessarily be bodybuilder. I think a lot of people still want that men's health, men's fitness cover model body. I don't think they want to be, you know, as lean and as shredded.
Don't they all want to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club?
honestly, I don't think so. I think
that was a joke, I guess.
Yeah. I think most
I thought
people
that was
wanted...
an inside joke that we knew from forums.
Oh, yeah, well...
Like a men's health forum, I thought that was a big...
Sorry. Yeah, I think that's honestly... like I can't think of the latest cover that everybody would know, but I think a lot of people kind of want to look like a... try to think of a person that would be like an ideal body. I can't even think of
Zach
it. Aside
Braff.
From...
That's a
Who?
Joke. Zach Braff, that was a joke. Anyone watch Scrubs? No? Yes?
Okay, you're joking way too much. We're on to the next question.
All right. Well, no, that's good. You know what? I will put up so email Jimmy, and I'll also put up a poll. So when you go to download the show or check out the show notes, just I click one of those options, and Jimmy and I will figure out what we want to put up there. So the next question comes from Rich. He says, Kevin, I saw that you mentioned your senior thesis on the JP Fitness boards. Can you go into detail what it was about? I don't know how much detail you want me to go into it. I think I talked about it on the show, too. But I researched the option of using games with movement like Dance Dance Revolution, and also I was trying to find studies on using things like the Nintendo Wii, but obviously it's still a little too new. That there aren't any studies with the Nintendo Wii that I found in terms of energy expenditure, but I actually was able to find a good amount of articles on or studies done with Dance Dance Revolution. It's actually pretty cool that for a half an hour bout of just playing the game, that the average user expended about 150 kilocalories, which is pretty good for a half an hour of just, you know, playing a video game with your friends. And I mean, that's not all that I looked at. A lot of the and I don't know if Jimmy, you can feel free to butt in.
What's that?
Oh, did you have your headset on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to listen to me, Jimmy, I'm sure no one else does.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Well, I think the biggest thing that I looked at is why adolescents aren't exercising, why they aren't getting the activity that they need. And it was really surprising that a lot of them, I found studies done on just looking at why that's happening, and a lot of it pointed towards kids not being as interested in organized sports because of pressure. The school's not offering the sports that they would want to play or the activities that they would want to participate in. And also just being embarrassed about participating in those activities because they weren't confident with themselves. They didn't have any self-confidence, and they thought that they were bad at the sport. So what I came to conclusion with is that we just need to find things that, you know, kids won't mind playing. And one of the coolest things done with the Dance Dance Revolution story, you know, I keep saying story, but I mean study, is that after the kids completed the, I think it was 30 days with the game, they had 50 kids do it for 30 days, they found that the kids that did it were actually more confident in themselves, and they were more open to participating in gym class, which I think is huge. It gave them confidence, and they felt like they were more athletic because they were able to play this game so well after 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Are you blowing your nose?
Yeah, I got bad allergies right now, man.
Oh, maybe that's why. Maybe I have allergies.
Yeah, you probably do. I never get them, and I'm horrible in the past 2 days.
That must be what it is. I never thought I had allergies. I must have allergies. Wow.
I don't have allergies at all.
Because I had like a sore throat. It's starting to go away, but now like my nose is stuffed up a little bit. I've seen the pollen fly around in the air. Like there's a coat of pollen on my car. Okay, that's weird. But basically, in conclusion, I just started saying that, you know, we got to find more activities. We got to figure out a way to make activities like gym class less intimidating, and whether that be offering things like Dance Dance Revolution where kids feel like that's something that they're willing to do, or, you know what, having... It hurts me to say this because I was like the gym class hero in high school, in middle school, but, you know, taking things out like dodgeball because, you know, kids are going to feel horrible if they're the first one out every time. You know, if you're playing dodgeball and you get hit by the ball immediately, you're not getting any exercise anyways, you know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. If people are really interested, I'll post it. It's like 30 pages long. I don't know if you want to read it. It's quite a pain in the ass to write, but thanks for the question anyway, Rich. Jimmy, do you want to get the next one?
No, I'll read it. Hey, guys, love the show. I hope it continues. It will. Anyways, I'm wondering what brand of multivitamin you use, and can you explain why? I tend to buy the Mega Man ones from GMC.
Oh, crap. I didn't put a name with this.
Are those any good? And Kevin did not put a name with it, so...
I'll find the name. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
I just use Optimum Nutrition's... Optimen, I think it's called. Or recently I've been using the NOW, Now brand, whatever it's called. I've been using there.
Oh, the Adams.
No. I think it's called Eco Green. It's like a greens multivitamin. You know, so it has, like, you know, green tea. You know, it's just like a green supplement, but it's a multivitamin. I use that. I mean, honestly, I don't really look for anything in a multivitamin. I know this sounds weird, and I know there's a lot of nutritionists and trainers out there that say you just need to take a multivitamin that'll give you more than enough of your nutrients. I don't agree with that at all. But at the same time, like, I take a multi for what I take it for. You know, I take it just to give me a base of everything, you know, and then the nutrients I really need, I take them individually. Like, I mean, I should probably take a picture, and I'll probably do that. I'll probably take a picture of my supplement counter, if you call it, and that I have, and put it up on YouTube and put it on my blog, because I think people will be interested to see some of the supplements I take.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, me personally, I just buy whatever, I mean, is around, and whatever's cheap is usually. I guess I'm kind of on the same boat that you are, Jimmy, but usually the Now stuff is pretty cheap. They have a supplement.
Inexpensive. Cheap means it's crap. It's inexpensive.
Okay, it's inexpensive. Well, I go with Now because I know you said that they make good quality stuff. But they have a multivitamin called Atom, which is weird because it used to be in like the... Yeah. Used to look like the tablet form where it would like dissolve like it was a solid mass, but now they're using pills.
Oh, really?
Multivitamin,
I mean, I know,
which is kind of weird because I thought the big deal was that it was, you know, it's digest slowly.
Yeah, I mean, I know with the NOW brand and BioTest were the only two brands of fish oil that are like commercial ones that I ever tried that I cut open. So Flame Out and the NOW.
Okay,
fish
we
oil,
heard
I
the
cut.
Study. We don't care. But I. What about
no,
this?
No, well, it's not a study. It has nothing to do with a study.
No, I said we already heard this before. I don't care.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
screw yourself.
You mentioned this on the show. But what's that? You know that? What's that liquid fish oil that everyone talks about?
I don't know because you cut me off, so I don't care.
People know what I'm talking about. Oh God, it's lemon flavored, like people always talk. But I was thinking about getting it, but I just don't want to put fish oil in my mouth. That's just why would you do that to yourself when you could buy it in a cap? Makes no sense to me. Buy Flame Out or buy and Black Star Labs has a fish oil too, which. I mean, Blackstar Labs is all quality stuff. So, actually, I think I talked to Dave, and he said it's pharmaceutical grade stuff. So, it's definitely worth checking out when you use your next order. Use the code FIT10, save 10%. Do yourself a favor. The next question, Jimmy, do you want to get the next one too? I feel bad you've been reading.
I read two in a row.
We just want to make sure you got some. Good
I'm sorry to hear that you're calling it quits with the FitCast. Ha ha! We're not, Greg. We're not. I will miss listening to it during cardio sessions. See, I told this to you yesterday on the phone.
I know. It's funny. I know. Sorry.
During cardio.
Whatever.
I know this might be a great mailbag question, but can you recommend any other fitness podcasts that you like? Thanks, and I hope you guys continue the show in the future. Okay, well, I'll answer this one first because now I'm starting the podcast, and basically what that means, and Kevin knows this, so it doesn't mean I'm leaving the FitCast or starting my own thing.
You son of a bitch.
You knew that. You knew that. Don't act like you didn't know. I told you yesterday. No, basically what I'm doing is I'm just and my first one's actually up on iTunes now. It's the How to Build Muscle. Yeah, it's how to just search
nice.
How to Build Muscle and Lose Fat on iTunes. It's about a 5-6 minute podcast, and that's all mine going to be. I have a lot to say, so basically each podcast is going to be one topic for me talking, and it's going to be literally, it's not going to be this long. It's going to be about 5, 6, 7 minutes, 8 minutes around
there.
Bodybuilding
secrets, is that it?
No, that's not me. I got something
how
from...
How to gain weight and build muscle. Oh, that's different.
No, how to build muscle and lose fat.
Oh, that's a CD.
I just got... That's a sweet name, I know. I just got the email from iTunes about an hour ago saying that it's going to be up in a day or two, so... and I'm going to be doing this at least probably twice a week. And all again, it's going to be 5, 6, 7
minutes. Oh, yeah,
minutes.
Jimmy, it has to be...
What? Tell me off the show. Tell me off the show, because, I mean, you know, about your advice.
Oh, God, there's a CD called The Ultimate Jimmy Smith.
Is there really?
Oh, my God. There's a singer named Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, there is.
A jazz
singer. He's a pianist. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Funny story, I was in college, and like one of my professors was like, James Smith? I said, yeah, I'm here. He goes, oh, the pianist? I said, excuse me? Like, I didn't know what the guy was talking about. But anyway, yeah, that's my podcast. That's all it's going to be is 5, 6, 7 minutes of me talking about one or two topics and just giving quick bits of information, because that's why I think people like them. I mean, it's for people who don't want to spend an hour listening to us talk. But, you know, Strength Coach podcast, which I actually gave a nutrition tip on, this current edition I'm on, and I'll be on the next edition as well.
Talking with Anthony, huh?
Yeah, Anthony's my boy. I know Anthony in person, so.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Those are the two podcasts that I recommend. I mean, I listen to Pro Bodybuilding Weekly from bodybuilding.com and No Bull from Muscular Development with, I like those. I'm a bodybuilding fan, though, and that's just me. I'm a nerd like that. But go ahead, Kev.
I alluded to this before. I mean, Strength Coach podcast is a great sister podcast, and I'm not calling Anthony a girl.
Oh, you called him a sister? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I mean, like, you know, when you say your sister station, or I think that's a good companion to the Fitcast, and I mean, it's definitely something different. They talk a lot about strength and conditioning stuff and you know, athletic performance.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get a Mike Boyle. I think Mike Conner for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then Greg Cook goes 10 or 15 minutes. So
yeah,
it's
I mean, Greg Cook and Mike Boyle on the podcast every week is a pretty sweet deal. Those are all good podcasts. You can make sure to check them out. And you know what? I'll even throw links on the show notes for that. So, last question. Last one. This is from Justin M. It says, thanks for the great show, guys. I have a question about a video game. That's why I picked this one.
Oh.
We Fit. Kevin talked about this in the past, and it's coming out in a few weeks. Would this be something worthwhile to buy my wife to get her exercising more? She says she's interested in it, but I don't know much how much actual exercise the player will get. Thanks for your thoughts, and I love the off-topic stuff. Well, you'll like it this week. Although it is dangerous to listen to the show while lifting for a safety reason. I'm guessing he's alluding to laughing.
I would never listen to this show, man, when I was training. That thing would just kill me. I do listen to some of my Muscle Bible stuff, though, during cardio. It's not even to push it. It's just because...
It's just like Jimmy... It's just like Jimmy in his house just, you know, pre-recording stuff into a microphone... Like,
no,
Jimmy,
the
you're the best. You're going
to
do great this rep.
I don't
keep
have to tell
pushing.
Myself. I kind of already believe it, but that's neither here nor there. No, I personally don't like hearing myself talk. That's why I never listen to the Fitcast after we record it.
Nor do
I mean,
as some people
I could never listen to the Fitcast while I wasn't doing cardio at all, because it has to be like I'm such like an obsessive compulsive.
I mean, I could if I was like walking.
Yeah, I'm so obsessed about just like more information. I'm like, oh, I can't have this off-topic shenanigans, even though I'm the one who causes it. But go ahead, Bud.
In regards to Wii Fit, I think this is kind of a big news topic. It's getting so much press in the, you know, NBC, CBS, and all that jazz. And the thing is that Amazon already sold out other llamas. They've already sold millions of these, and it hasn't even come out yet. And it's something that moms are going to want. It's something that your girlfriend is going to want. I don't know how many guys are going to look at this and feel like this is a good way to get exercise, because all it is yoga, bodyweight training, and adjusting your weight from your left foot to your right foot. That's not exercise as I would go
defined
about doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to help her. I mean, I think it's better than nothing. Like, but I don't know. Again, I don't know if you have kids or anything, but if she, you know, like, you know, you might want to, like, drag her and take, go walk the dog with her, or go take the kids, like, take a walk, you know, to the park or something. I don't know. And, oh, that's just, I just don't think it's going to have any place inside of fitness. It's just, it's, people love Nintendo Wii crap. I don't like them. Oh my God. Do you have a mute button, Jimmy? But
no, I had the microphone up in the air, though.
My microphone's up in the air. Can you still hear me?
Yes. Okay. Jerk.
Well, yeah. What I would say is, you know what, man? If you want to spend $90 on it, go for it. I'm sure you'll have fun playing it with her. It's something you can play with her, definitely. But I wouldn't. I mean, you can only play that game so much. She's not going to do it for a half an hour every single day. That's just going to get boring. As much as Jimmy would probably disagree in terms of Grand Theft Auto, he'd probably play that.
I could play night and day and never get bored.
He'd probably play that every day. But yeah, that's it. I'm not a big fan of the Wii Fit, and I haven't had my hands on it, and I'll probably get to play around with it once I get to California, but. Save your money, dude. That's $90 you could spend somewhere else. That's 2 months of a gym membership. You know, buy her like a yoga DVD or something. Those are like $5. Target on clearance. So that's going to be it for us this week. We had a pretty solid show, I think, but it's going to be even better.
I think so.
Yeah. Scott Abel is going to be on the show next week, like I said. So please start sending in your questions to questions@thefitcast.com. Send in your mailbag questions to questions@thefitcast.com. We'll have that stuff in the show notes. I'm getting like heartburn right now. I'm sorry. I'm just falling apart here. But yeah, and you know what? I think we'll save that for next week. I had something to talk about. We'll save that for next week. So... check us out on iTunes, subscribe through iTunes, which is what I meant to say. Check us out on thefitcast.com. You can be nice to Jimmy and make him feel better by being his friend on Facebook. He is desperate and he is in need of more relationships. So please do that. And do you agree, Jimmy? Are you even there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there.
Don't hang up again. You knew what happened last time.
Yeah, I got like doofus Kevin tells people like email me, and like people when somebody emailed me and was actually serious.
You know, like, what's great is that A Rod's on the DL, by the way. But
dude, hey, I got a question for you, Kev. Can you actually be serious? I totally forgot since you know like January and February are a long time away. What team did the Giants beat to win the Super Bowl? The Pats. And how many times they sacked? How many times did they beat the best offensive line in football history, as you guys were calling it?
I just want to. I'm gonna check one more thing. Hold on. Let me just. I got the scoreboard behind me. How many Super Bowls have the Patriots won in the last 6 years?
Okay. Well, how many titles have the Yankees won all time? Okay. Shut up.
Who cares? Oh my God! The Celtics are gonna win the championship. That's all I care about.
They couldn't beat Atlanta at home. They could not beat the Atlanta Hawks with 26 wins at home. Do you think they're going to beat either the Lakers or the Spurs?
They're up 2-0 against the Cavs.
Yeah, who cares about the Cavs?
What? They have the best player in the NBA on their team.
No, arguably. Mr. Bryant was the best player in the NBA.
Okay.
Bobby's going to shit on him. I'm sorry, I don't even like him, but... He was actually my favorite player in the NBA before he...
started, you know, cheating on his wife.
No, I didn't care about that. I supported him for that.
But you supported him for cheating on his wife?
No. And by the way, this is hysterical. I found on YouTube there's a... Did you ever see Pump and Iron, Kev? Well, you didn't know because you're not a real...
Yeah, actually, I have seen it, ass. It's okay. On YouTube.
No, there's a Pump and Iron video set to Marky Mark Good Vibrations. It has all the training scenes. Awesome stuff. That's a good song to listen to, Good Vibrations.
You ever seen the Ronnie Coleman video, the lightweight video?
Like, when he has 200-pound dumbbells and he's pressing
them up. I don't know why he makes that sound.
Because that's how he gets intense. Okay?
And then the dumbbells move like 4 inches. Because
he's the greatest bodybuilder alive.
Because okay. The plates go so far out on the dumbbells, it's ridiculous.
Well, how about in Pumping Iron, Franco Colombo has like 315 on the bar, and he stops and holds it on his chest for like a good 10 seconds and laughs at Arnold, and then presses it back up again flawlessly?
Well, you know what? If we could all be on steroids, that would probably happen to all of us.
Okay, that has nothing to do with it, and I'm going to blog about that on Monday, because... yeah, fine, we can all be on steroids, but you're going to tell me that being on steroids is going to get you the size of Arnold? No, it's not. Getting to the gym and busting your ass and eating right 24/7 is going to, like...
Plus steroids.
Yeah, that's fine, but do you know how many people I know that take juice that don't look like that? And, you know, are just dumb and don't train like that? It doesn't matter how much
juice. Well, didn't Arnold train for, like, 3 hours a day?
They would train around 2 hours, 2.5 hours a day. But it, like anybody that says you're only that size because of the juice you take is a moron. And if you said that, Kevin, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with that.
No, what I was saying is that to get that size, you need to be on juice or have incredible
sure.
genetics. Incredible.
Sure. And that's it's kind of like what I hate about natural bodybuilding now. It's getting such a bad rap because, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, I'm natural. Dudes take pro hormones like till 4 months out of the contest, then go clean. Like, I don't know. All right, we're ranting. Let's get off this topic.
Yeah. So that's going to wrap it up for us. And again, send in questions. Check out our polo at thefitcast.com. I'll make sure to hook that up. And,
hook it up.
This is your brand new college graduate saying.
Oh, yeah. Congrats about that, by the way.
It's not till Sunday, but people won't know that.
Another thing, the New York Pros this weekend. Sorry, it's a bodybuilding event. I'm sorry. But congrats.
Are you going?
No, I'm not going to New York Pro. I have a lot of stuff to do. I actually have to work at a tag sale tomorrow.
Ooh.
I moonlight as a tag sale security. You didn't know that?
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. But I do have to work at a tag sale tomorrow.
Where's this?
It's a family tag sale.
Oh, like a yard sale?
Yeah, more or less. It's a family tag sale, so like I have to actually work on it.
That's cool.
So, yeah, not really. But okay, it was a good show today.
Very good. Episode 94 is in the can, so for everyone here at the FitCast, I guess...
Yeah, the two people here that make up the FitCast.
I'm Kevin Larrabee.
Jimmy Smith.
Thanks again, everyone. And we got at least 6 more episodes of quality stuff. We'll see you next week.